Welcome, everybody. Shia number 1258. We're learning today Lilu Nishmas Moshe Doiv. Ben Rabban Zis Lilu Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe. And the Refua Shalema Peril Bas Roza Blima. Getting back to our Malacha of Choyresh plowing. Okay, so we're just trying to sum up, actually. We're trying to finish off Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, the Malacha of Choyresh plowing. We've gone through most of the Inyanim in the various different ins and outs of what the Malacha is all about, what the issues are, what the Shailas are, what one could do, what one can't do. I just want to sum up a few more odds and ends here and there, which we always try and do. At the end of a malacha, we try and just get little shailas here and there that are brought down various different sfarim, which people sometimes we don't think of, and it's good to keep in mind. So it brings on the Sefer Lamed Tes Malachas, something that it's actually found in Simen Shin Tes Zayin. Now we've been dealing with Simen Shin Lamed Zayin and Simen Shin Lamed Ches. It's always important to get familiar with the simonim, what we're doing, but Lamaisa was Shin Lamed Zayin, Shin Lamed Ches, but this is actually found in Simen Shin Tes Zayin, of all places, which is a lot further earlier than the other Samanim. So where Shin Lamed Zayin, Shin Lamed Ches is towards the end of Hilcha Shabbos, before the halachas of Hitzah and so on. Okay, so be about as it may, we don't want to get off on the tangent. Now, says the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Tes Simon Shin Tes Zayin Sif Yud Aleph Lo Yishav Sheif Lo Yishav Sheif Paraglav Roik Agabi Karka Mishum Demash Veguma. Somebody saliva, let's say they, whatever the case is, they had a spit or they spit and saliva went on the floor. So it's on a dirt ground, right? It's on a dirt ground. So good. It's a disgusting thing to a lot of people. What they do is, you know, during the week, whatever, they'll, with their shoe, they'll, be mishafshif, they'll mush it, you know, to just sort of like make it go into the ground. It shouldn't be so disgusting. Nobody should step on it or whatever. But on Shabbos, you have to be careful. You can't do that. He says, Lo yishafshif raglav roik al gabe karka, right? Somebody gives out the saliva. You have to be careful not to, move with your shoe back and forth on the saliva, because again, the same thing. It's a dirt ground, and one will come to lemaisa. That's an action of choyresh plowing, right? Because you're basically smoothening out the ground with your foot as you do a moving action back and forth with your shoe. Now he does say further, does the mechaber the Shulchan Aruch again in Sif Yud Aleph Avamutta Ledorsai? Because just stamp to step on it. Right, lefitumai, step in it lefitumai, like stam, you walk and you walk by and you walk and you step in it. She'ein mischavim lemareach, you don't have a mind anything, you don't have a mind for any smearing motion, lahashvais gumais, or to whatever the case is, to smoothen out the ground. You just walk by and step in it. So that would be okay. So he says further, interesting thing, does the Shulchan Aruch, afagav de memela memoreachu, even though it's sort of like, as you're moving your foot and you walk on top of it and then you walk past, you sort of like automatically, afagav de memela memoreachu, like automatically you're going to be smearing it, right? So, kilay mechavin, but your whole kavana is to, it shouldn't be so disgusting, but you don't want to have, you don't have a mind merely to smoothen out the ground or whatever the case is, but still usually this would be a psikresha, but the Mechaber says over here, in other words, it would inevitably you're going to be doing, you're going to be straightening out the ground, which we'd said that you can't do, but over here it's okay, shari mishum mi me'isusa, because it's like a disgusting type of a thing. Okay, so that's as far as the dirt ground. So the Mishabura explains to us over there in Sifkatan Memtes, what about on a hard surface? So that again depends. Let's say in somebody's house, on a hard floor, whatever. So Lamaisa, he says the same thing. We go in conjunction with what is most of the city. You know, if it's a time and place where most of the places where you're going is dirt ground, so then even it's a problem. Then it's even a problem to do it on a hard surface, you know, to mush it with your foot. But Lamaisa ends off, he says, but the Dirshu actually brings down in Ois 85, Shebamakim Shekol Bote Ho'ir Mirutzaf, and again, the same concept basic all the way through, pretty much, that if it's a time and place in a city, which is most cities that we live in today, Shekol Bote Ho'ir Mirutzaf, and whereby most cities have hard floors, so then in Smutalasis came, one would be allowed to do that, again, on a hard surface. Okay, so that's an important thing to keep in mind, whereby it could be in a yard, possibly in a yard, if somebody's in a yard and the place is in that city where the person lives, the yards over there are all dirt, so then even on a hard surface in a yard would be a problem. But in a house, let's say in a hard, obviously we're talking about a hard surface, we're not talking about on a carpet or anything like that, nobody's going to go doing that, but in a hard surface indoors, as long as most houses in the city, which is most of our houses today, are hard, so that would be okay. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains an interesting thing that somebody's walking outside. So, if it's on a hard surface, possibly on the sidewalk, it would also be. If most sidewalks are like that hard, so then, on the sidewalk itself, one should be careful possibly to do it in conjunction. Shulchan Aruch says, just you sort of step on it, but the Mishnah Berurah explains, interesting, afal pisha be'ez doyres, when you just like the feet to me, just like stepping on it. So, shedoyres al haroik, matzit shemeshavshev gam kema'at. This also comes out that you're a little bit like smearing it. Afal pikeni says it's mutter because, like we said, because it's a disgusting type of a thing. Because of the fact it's only a little bit, we could say over here possibly it's not a psik ratio, whereby inevitably one will come to straighten out the ground. But he does say, that's only over there where mommy, you stop walking. I have a mind, want to step on it, you know, I'll walk off to the side to step on it. That would taka be a problem. That's not considered lefitumai. Like just I'm walking and that's it. I walk on it. But just to go out of your way and go step on it, that one should be careful not to do. It's just you want to walk, you're allowed to walk on it. Okay, so I just want to sum up the halacha. Lemaisa brings down the sefer Machan Leshiftecha, beautiful sefer written by the Bava Vadayin in Machan Leshiftecha. And again, in this simon that we're talking about, simon Shinte Zayin, he brings it down on in Sif Yod Aleph at the end of the simon Shinte Zayin halacha Lemaisa. He says the bottom line is like this: Im Yesh Roik Al Karka Merutz. If you have saliva, somebody gave up saliva, whatever the case is, on the ground, and it's a paved ground, regular paved ground, but makam shiroi for ir merutzefes, and it's a place, like we said, that where most of the, you're walking on the sidewalk, right, and somebody had to spit up, whatever the case is. We're talking about the place and time you're allowed to carry. There's a whole issue in halacha, if it's a place and time where you're not allowed to carry, to hold it in your mouth. I'm not getting into that right now at all. Whatever the case was, right now we're just talking about the simple part of either in an erev or the simple part of just whatever the case is, somebody had to spit out. So im yesh roik al karka merutzef b'makom shroi for ir merutzefes, if somebody, there's saliva in a place and time in its city whereby most of the city is paved, has paved floors, paved sidewalks or whatever, then it's mutal l'shafshef haroik al karka. Then you can mamish shmir it with your foot, you know, like to that it shouldn't be so noticeable. The ein boy chashash shel ashvei gumis, there's no chashash, there's no issue of ashvei gumis, which we've been talking about, straightening out the ground on a non-paved surface. Avu b'makom she'ein kol, so then he brings in the next oisa peizayin, avu b'makom she'ein kol u'merutzef, if it's a place and time whereby a lot of the grounds, a lot of the sidewalks or whatever is not paved, could go in besadeis shel a country. If you go like upstate or whatever the case is, like people go in the country, upstate, these various different types of places in the summertime or whatever the case is. So then you have many, a lot of roads are just dirt roads, right? It's all dirt roads. So even though you have a place and time where it's pavement, so that would be a problem. You would not be allowed to, to be meshafshef it, to move your foot on top of the, on top of the roik, on top of the saliva. Avobamakam she'ain kala weyame roots of kagam besadeis shel a country. Even though you have a pavement or you have a regular road where cars go or whatever, going on a pavement, you would not be allowed to smear it with your foot. Okay, so like we said in the Mishnah Berurah, just stop walking, even over there somewhere a little machmir, but just stop walking and then you walk on it. So then we said that would be okay, especially on the pavement. We said even on the dirt, but on the pavement also. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and Baruch HaKol Tov.